אנחנו נקצו את תקל מיילים מהאביסטור. That everyone had the right to be kife,
to go to Aviswa. A husband has the right to force the wife to go up with him to Aviswa to settle there, and the wife has the right to force the husband. What does it mean they have a right? Not that there is, that any force is applied to the one who refuses to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But if the wife refuses to go up to live with the husband in Eretz Yisrael, then he can divorce her without paying her the ksuba. If the wife demands that they go to Eretz Yisrael to settle there, and the husband refuses, so Beis Din will force, if the wife so demands, Beis Din will force the husband to divorce the wife and give her the ksuba. Furthermore, the Gemara says, "Hakol Ma'ilim Ba'Asuya Mai La'Asuya Avodi." That even an Eved has the right to force the Odin to go out there to soil. Not the right consists in that if the Odin refuses to go up with the Eved to out to soil, then Beis Din will compel the Odin to execute the Shtar Shichur to them. Now then, the Gemara explains it. Tana Rabbanan. The husband wants to go out there to Israel, she refuses. Kaifin is of Alis, we must take it like so. He marries Lalis, Ruay Mashaloy Lalis, Kaifin is of Alis, we must, Yeti, Viet, eating so. He marries Lotis, Ruay Mashaloy Lotis, Kaifin is of Shaloy Lotis, we must take it like so. Huay Melotis, we marry Shaloy Lotis, Kaifin is of Shaloy Lotis, we must. So Tesis says, "Ele neig bismanazeh. Bismanazeh it is not neig. The yikes akones broche. This haloche of hakel ma'ilim le'at Yisrael does not apply bismanazeh. Why not? Because of the akones broche. So the implication is that." If there is no Sakonas Rochim, now Sakonas Rochim is something that changes, that varies from year to year and from place to place. Let's say from one place to Eretz Yisrael involves a risk on the roads, but from another place to Eretz Yisrael does not involve any hazard. So it's not something that holds true all the time. Then Tesvitz says, V'oyoyimer Abinachai, the Achshav in a mitzvah lodo be'Eretz Yisrael. Now there is no mitzvah to reside in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Ki yesh kamo mitzvah atlui esboretz v'chamo enshim deinon yichilim lizoya behem v'lamid aleyem. Because there are so many mitzvah atlui esboretz which we cannot observe, consequently there is no mitzvah. Now, there seems to be a contradiction between the beginning of the Tesis and the end of the Tesis. Tesis begins with the statement that in Neig Bismanazeh the Ikes Akon is right. So the only reason as to why it's not Neig Bismanazeh is because of the hazard that is involved in the trip there. The implication is that if there is no hazard, then there is a mitzvah. And then Tesis concludes, V'yoyim Rabbi Nechayim, the Achshov in a mitzvah lo deber at Yisrael, so without hazards. So, there is no mitzvah. So, it's possible to say that the Rabbi Nechayim does not represent the same shiteh as the beginning of the Tesis. In other words, it's two lishenes. But the Loshen of the Tesis does not indicate that they are two lishenes. Because if that had been the Kavonis HaTesis, so Tesis should say like this, Eid and Eid Bismanazeh, Dikas HaKonizroch, Avo Rabbi Nechayim Ha'imeya, Avo. Tesis doesn't say Avo. So the implication is that Rabbi Nechayim is not in disagreement with the beginning of the Tesis. And if you want to be obstinate and say that this Tesis actually mentions two antithetical shittes, so that can be disproven by by looking into the Mordechai. The end of service, the last Mordechai. Who Emil Alice? Kotav Rabin Chaim Kayen? Now he's citing Rabin Chaim, the same Rabin Chaim who in Teishves says that there is no mitzvah to reside in Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh. So he mentions Kotav Rabin Chaim Kayen Bitshuveh the Hanem Mile Bimeyer. שהוא יושלים בדרוכים, אבל עכשיו שהדרוכים משבושים, אין יוכל כיפו, דהבלי כמו חופץ לריליכו למקיים גדודי חייס וליסטי. חיים קיין says, when does the Mishnah say that the husband can force the wife to go up to Eretz Israel, and the wife can force the husband to go up to Eretz Israel, only be mayhem? There was no hazard on the road. But today, nowadays, that there is a hazard, what kind of hazard? Not the hazard that is involved in using a sailboat, but the hazard because of the pirates. So they are high listing who can attack pilgrims. So this thing. Of Keif and Echel Aleis is not Neik. So, and who says that? Rabbi Chaim Kayen. So the only reason as to why it's not Neik with Ma'azeh is because of the Sakone. The implication is that if there is no Sakone, then it would be Neik with Ma'azeh. So how can this be reconciled with the Teisves which says that according to Rabbi Chaim Kayen there is no mitzvah to reside in Eretz Yisrael regardless of hazard. So we thus see from the Mordechai that the beginning of the Teisves also represents the view of Rabbi Chaim. It's not some other thing, because the Mordechai mentions in the name of Rabbi Chaim this same halacha of Eneigis Ma'azed Yikes Hakol Ezrochim. So apparently Rabbi Chaim Kayen said both things. First, in the Negev Ma'azeh Dikes Hakol Ezrochim, and then the Tachshav in the Mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, how can these two be coupled together? One seems to negate the other. Because when he says that it's Ma'azeh, it's not Negev, because of Hakol Ezrochim, the implication is that if there is no Sakoneh, then it is Negev. And then when he concludes the Tachshav in the Mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, so then he's saying that even without any hazards on the road, there is still no Mitzvah. This is the first cash. Now, I told you to look up the Eben Ezer. Now, the Eben Ezer in Siman Ayin Hey, Sif Chof, says, Yesh mi sheimer. Diho. Siman Ayin Hey, Sif Chof. Yesh mi sheimer. Diho di keifin la'alis la'arts Yisrael, haine bidiyef shah beloi sakon. There is a shite. Sifchof. Simen Ayin Hey. Sifchof is the last sif. Whatever it is, but it's Sifchof. The last sif. Yesh Mishayim. The Hodi Kefin La'alis La'at Yisrael. Haine B'di'ef Shea B'lo Yisakon. There is a shite that this halacha of Kriye, that the husband can be kefi the wife and the wife can be kefi the husband to go to Eretz Yisrael and settle there, only applies in a case where it's possible to go up to Eretz Yisrael without incurring any risk, any sakon. But if the trip to Eretz Yisrael is at the expense of a risk, so then there is no kriyah. Hilkach, the Mechaber concludes, Miseva marovo ad neyomi ein keifin la'alis. Umineyomi inu emailo keifin la'alis. Derech yabosha. Because from Noyomein it was possible to go to Eretz Yisrael through the Yabosh. So there was no danger of being attacked by pirates. But from Noyomein Ulemailo it was impossible to go to Eretz Yisrael through the Yabosh. So you had to go through the sea. And in those days there was the danger of being attacked by pirates. Noyomein Ulemailo Keifin Eishel Ha'alis Derech Yabosh Vigam Vigam Bimei Sachamo, Imei Shomristi. In other words, of course, if there is no Either is no listing, so then, schizelaus. So what does the Mahava say in effect? There is a shite, that this halacha of schizelaus is allowed to soil applies only if there is no sakon. Now there is a cloud. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh mishemei, so that means that there is another shite. Because if it's unanimous, he wouldn't say, yesh mishemei. Now the question is, how can there be any other shite? Isn't it a halacha pshuto that pikuach nefesh is deich kolat yirikula? One is allowed to be mechal shabbos for pikuach nefesh. So he certainly is not mechuyev to go after Yisrael at the expense of pikuach nefesh. So why is it only a yesh mishemer? A yesh mishemer. And actually this yesh mishemer represents what he did, the tesis. And the Rabbi Chaim Kayin, the more I mentioned. Ein in the Yigbiz Ma'azazi, ketakon ezrohi. So that's only a yesh mishema shite. The implication is that there is another shite, which says, in spite of the sakone, he's mechuyev to go after Yisrael. But the question is, how is that possible? That's not one of the things that one is mechuyev to misa nefesh. One is mechuyev to misa nefesh for the regular Aish Chazon, not for yeshiva to Yisrael. So that's the second kash. Then, Rabbeinu Chaim Shite, that Achshof in the mitzvah, lo deber Eretz Yisrael, ki yesh kamo mitzvah isa tlui es boret, vi chamo inshin, ve einon u yechelim li yizoya behem, vi lamid aleyem, so, is in itself, involves a difficulty. The Pasa Shulchan has that kash. Pasa Shulchan, Pasa Shulchan, wrote a sefer, Anu Chaz Eretz Yisrael, with the Talmud of the Gro. So he says, Monefshech, what does it mean, ki yesh kamo mitzvah isa tlui es boret, din yochein lizoya ben? Why? Why? Why is it impossible? Is it actually impossible? Actually, why? We can't observe it. Why? Because it will involve the pikuach nefesh. So we are put. And if it's not actually impossible, it doesn't involve any pikuach nefesh. So why does he say we don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael, don't have to reside in Eretz Yisrael? Because we can't? Well, then we should be mechuyev to go and comply with all the dinim. If it's only possible, what does it mean it's not possible? Why, it's difficult. To observe the Torah in general is difficult. But you have to do it anyway. So what does Rabbi Chaim Kayin mean by saying, Da'achshof in the mitzvah lo deber Eretz Yisrael, ki yesh kamo mitzvah isa tlui es boret, fi chamo inshin, deinon yechilim lizoya ben v'lamed alim. That's the kashi of the Pasa Shulchan. That's the first kashi. Then, the fourth kashi is, that from Rabbi Chaim Kayin, it doesn't appear that there is a mitzvah deraisa to reside in the Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't appear. Because if there had been a mitzvah deraisa, he wouldn't say, Achshav in the mitzvah lo deber Eretz Yisrael, ki yesh kamo mitzvah isa tlui es boret, then you're chelun lizoya ben. Now, the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, is matikan the Rambam, as to why the Rambam does not mention, he does not include in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kibush Oretz, of Yerushat v'Yeshiva Tzeret Yisrael. So the Rambam says, now he mentions a number of mitzvahs that the Rambam was masmid. So mitzvah dalet, the fourth mitzvah that the Rambam was masmid. So the Ramban says, Shenitztavinu lo reshes oretz, אשר נוסר נוקל יסבורך להביסנו לאברום, ליצחוק וליעקב ולנזו ביד זולסנו מן הלאומי אוי לשמו. So it's a מתססה מן התור to בקביש ארץ ישראל, and we should not allow it to remain in the possession of the Gentile nations, or to leave it to in waste and desert. He says two things, Razinu biyadu aseinu min ha'umei, or Yishmo. Suppose no one has possession of it. So we are not allowed to let it stay in waste and deserted. V'u'amru lehem, v'yirashtem es ha'oretz v'yishashtem bo. Ki lochem nosati es ha'oretz v'oreshes eiso. V'yishnachaltem es ha'oretz as nishbat la v'seichas. U'porat eiso b'mitzvah zu, kulo b'gvuleo v'mitzoreo, כמו שנאמר, ובאיו הרמרי וכושכינו בערוב ובער, ושפילו ונגב וחיו היום. What does it mean, obey you? You should remember not to leave any iota of this land in the hands of the goyim or shmomo. Shall I anichu menenu mocking? V'arayo shezu mitzvah. There is a chiyuv. Omri is v'arbi and hamragli malei rosh kasha dibar adishem lecho. Al tiro val teichos. ויום רואיד ושליח הדשם ישכם מקודש בניה ושליח הדשם ישכם מקודש בניה לימר עלו ושיעו את אורץ אשר נתת לכם וחשאו יובו לעליס ונדן יצוויתם ותמו את פי הדשם וכן לא שמעתם then it's mentioned לא שמעתם הוי רואו this indicates שהיא מצווה לא יהוד ואחתום it's a mitzvah not just יהוד נפתום יהוד means an ideal יהוד a name, a goal. It's not merely an ideal, an aim, a goal, and a promise, but it's a mitzvah. V'zui she'ahomim kerin eiso milchemes mitzvah. Milchemes mitzvah. V'chein omro b'gmore omar av yudah milchemes yeshua al yobeish divrei hakel chayvo. So the Rambam explains that milchemes yeshua al yobeish divrei hakel chayvo because of the mitzvah of achrim tachrimi, of zainamimi. The Rambam says, the Gemara doesn't mean dafke zainamimi, because the Gemara uses the expression liyobeish. So the Gemara emphasizes the kibush v'loshen sifri v'yorashto v'yishavto bo b'shush etere shteisach v'al tishtarish, don't make the mistake ka mitzvah adeis ya mitzvah b'muchem eshivamim it means the Rambam's shite sh'nistavani sh'nistavinu le'abdom sh'nemachachim t'achimim ein ador okay sh'onu nistavinu le'aregel t'kchovim o'ayim b'loch ha'momimonu in other words, there is a mitzvah achim t'achimim that if they have war with us so there's a mitzvah achim t'achimim but Vimrotu lahashvim nashvim, but there is a din of kriyas. Sholem, if they are willing to be mikavu the time mitzvah in Each, to make sholem with us, so we're not allowed to kill them. Vinazvim mitoim yiduim, ahlo oretz, but that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of kibush oretz. Even if they are mashvim, they are mikavu by the mitzvahs, and they do not want to wage war against us, we are still mikhuyev to take away the land from them or from any other Gentile nation that has possession of our soil. Avalorasli naniachis on the Yodom, Beloyim Yadzulosam in Kovim, Bideyam in Adairis, in any generation. That means even Bizmazeh. Not only Bizmazeh. Bideyam in Adairis. Vichayim Borcho Imisei Miponeinu, Borcho Em, Kimamorom, Hadirgoshi Pono Volachle. Gemara says, Sholish Pus Mitoye Sholach Yeshua. He sent one ultimatum that whoever wants, that's not an ultimatum, an offer. He sent one offer to the Zainami that whoever wants to make peace should make peace. So Yeshua will not be milchem against him. Then he sent another offer, whoever wants to evacuate, let him evacuate. And then the third, that was already an ultimatum, Misharitel Yilochem Yilochem. So Hagigoshi accepted the second offer. Horeitel Ivreach Ivreach. He spun over all our way. We know somewhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu where it's stable car from South Africa. So then, even if the Zainamim evacuate out Israel, they do not want to have war with us. Nitztavinu onu lovei be'eret v'lir be'ish medineis u'leishiv bo'shvateinu. V'chein achi achiteinu ha'amamim ha'im אם רוצו שבטינו לעוזבו ולרביש להם ארץ שינו או ארץ אשו וזה לא שם נמקי מייס אינם רשויים שנסתבינו בכיבושו וישיבותו. In other words, suppose the Jews would decide we'll leave out Israel and we'll conquer some other land. They're not allowed. Only out Israel and not any other land. They're not allowed to conquer any other land. ומאמרו מלחמת ישוע לירבויש. So the important thing is the לירבויש, even if it's not against Zainamim. טובים כי המצווה הזו היא הכיבוש וכן אמרו בספרי כל מוקים אשר תדרך כפג לכם בואי לכם נסעתי אומר להם כל המקים שתיר בשחוץ מהמקים ישראלו הרי שלכם אוי רשוז ביוד אמיר בשחוץ לא הייתה שליר בשעת ישראל תלמוד לימה וירישתם גויים דלים ועצומים ועקח כל מוקים ויאמרו ומתאים על מפני מה הכיבש דוד הרם נריים ורם צבו ואי מיצס נהג ישום אומרו דוד עושה שלו יקטרו. So דוד committed an avere in conquering Syria, because not all of Eretz Israel was in the possession of the Jews. So one is not allowed, Israel is not allowed to take possession of any new territory, while all of the land that was given to Avraham Avinu is not in the hands of the Jews. So, Harei nitzavinu b'kibush b'chol aderes, im mizaze, ve'imani, כי המצווה שהחכמים מפרידים בו והוא דיר הזה הצוער עד שאומרו כסוב אסכור הייצי ממנו בידור בחוץ לא רצי בנכות לאי ודאבי זורי שנאמר כי גרשיון היי מסתבר בנכות עד השם וזו הזה אך לא גזדילי שאומרו בו הכל הוא מביצססה שנסתבינו לו רשס או ארץ לשבס בו אם כן היא מסססה לידי רייס מסחייב כל אחד ממנו כי ידוע בתלמוד אם כן מסער. So the obligation of residing in Eretz Yisrael is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Yirashtem V'Yishashtem Bo. It's one mitzvah, taking possession. How do we take possession? By conquering it, and also by residing in Eretz Yisrael and by building it. V'Rosh in Sifri, Ma'iseh b'Rab Yudah b'Mseire, v'Rab Masi b'Mchorosh, v'Rab Chanin yeh b'Nachir Rab Yeshua, v'Rab Nosen, sh'oyei tzimchutz l'oretz, v'Yigio l'Platye, v'Zochu es Eretz Yisrael, v'Zochu es Eneyem, ויזולגו דמסיין, ויקורו בגדיהם, ויקורו המיקרו הזה ויורשתו וישבתו בו, וישמרתו לעשיס, ויאמרו, so they shed tears, because they were forced to leave Eretz Yisrael. So they shed tears for being deprived of the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. ויאמרו, and that's what he says, they said it, when they shed the tears. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael שקולו כנגד כל המצווה. And what's the mocha for that? V'yorashto, v'yoshashtabo. So it's a mitzvah natere, even bizman hazeh. So that's a kashe against the Rambam as to why the Rambam doesn't include it in the Mina mitzvah. And it's also a kashe against Rabbi Nachayim. Against Rabbi Nachayim, Kayin. So how many kashes do we have? Four, huh? Now the first kashe was the contradiction between the two parts of thesis, and the Rabbi Nachayim is thesis. Quoting, and the Rabbi Chaim is the Mordechai quoting. Now the second kasha was the Ebenezer. Yesh Mishayimeya. Why Yesh Mishayimeya? Because everyone will agree that the Pukach Nefesh is Deichen. Now the third kasha was what? The Patashulchos kasha. Now why does it say now there is no mitzvah? Because of mitzvah that is bored. But Monefsheh, if it's impossible, there is Pikuach Nefesh, so he's potter. And if there is no Pikuach Nefesh, so let him go and observe the mitzvahs. And the fourth kashi is, now Rabbi Chaim Kain says, there is no mitzvah, and there is a sifri, that there is a mitzvah, even bizman hazeh, and they shed tears because they were deprived of that mitzvah. That's the fourth kashi. Now, the Megillah says there, twice, the fourth kashi is against Rabbi Chaim Kain and against the Rambam. Now the Megillah says there, tries to answer the kashi of the Rambam against the Rambam by mentioning the Gemara in Ksuves of Sholish Shuis Hishbiya Kodesh Boruch Hashem Yisrael. Hishbata Eschem Nisi Yerushalayim, Im Toiru Vintayru Es Ava Shtachos. So what are the Gemara Shuis? One Shui Shaloyim Gudu Vimseilon, they shouldn't revolt against the nations of the world. The second shui is Shaloyal Bechemo, they should not seize Eretz Yisrael by force. And the third shui is Hishbiya Kodesh Baruch Hu Meseilom Shal Yishtabdu BeYisrael Yesam Indai. They should not persecute the Jews too much. So that's three shuis. So there is a shui of Shaloyal Yisrael Bechemo, they're not allowed to conquer it. Allowed to conquer it. So that means that this mitzvah is not leig bizmanazeh. So this is no teretz. For several reasons. First of all, the shvuyeh only exhorts the Jews not to seize Eretz Yisrael by force. But the mitzvah can be realized without resorting to arms. True, the Ramban mentions that milchama is also included in the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that this is the only form in which it can be realized. So the Rambam should still list it in the Mina Mitzvahs because it can be realized this man hazeh through peaceful means by residing in Eretz Yisrael and by doing that which is in accordance with the law of the Umisheilo. So it's possible to fulfill that mitzvah. So why does he say that he doesn't have to list it? Because of the Shvue Shelo Yimredu B'Misheilom Shelo Yalu Yisrael B'Chemo. That's one thing. Then no teret, because assuming that this mitzvah, it's not so. I mean, the Ramban says the Feres it's not so, and the Sifri is the Feres not so. But assuming that this mitzvah of Yerusha Soretz is not neig bizman hazeh, It's only naked, Miklas Esther says, Rimeis HaMashiach. It was naked with Rabbis, and it is naked with HaMashiach. That doesn't make it into a mitzvah Shinegas Lirez. How about all the mitzvahs the Rambam mentions? They're not naked with Rabbis, but they'll be naked. All the mitzvahs about Kabbalahs, they're not naked now, but they'll be naked. Rimeis HaMashiach, so that is listed. So this too should be listed. Why is this? Why is this mitzvah any different than the mitzvah of Biyam Bishamigdosh? Of Rimli Slam Melech? Of all other mitzvahs of Kabbalahs? It's not Neig Zerazeh. So, Lideres doesn't mean that it has to be Neig Zerazeh. Lideres means that it has no time limit. If it's Neig on Isa Mashiach, so then he should list it in the Mira Mitzvah. So that's no time. And then the Sifri says the Feiresh. That even Bizmarazeh, there is a mitzvah of Yerashtu Yishavtavu, because they shed their tears because they had to leave Eretz Yisrael. And thereby they became deprived. You became deprived of the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and they mentioned what Mishneh v'yorashto v'yashavta bo. V'yomru Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, shkulo kineget kol ha-mitzvah. There are some who say, that the Rambam holds that this mitzvah too, it's a mitzvah, is only midrabanon. The Rambam says, but how, if it's only midrabanon, first of all, the Sifri says v'yorashto v'yashavta bo, so we could say it's an asmachte. But if it had been only an asmachte, how could the Sifri say, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, shkulo kineget kol ha-mitzvah? If it's a raisa, we can understand. But if it's an asmachte, it's the rabbon, how can we say shkulo kineget kol ha-mitzvah? But there is a fifth. There is a fifth kash. There is a fifth kash. The fifth kash is in regard to the Gemara that the Miklas Esther mentions, of Sholi Shvuyis Yishbiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheloi Acha Sheloi Yimrudu B'Misaylo Shniyo Sheloi Yalu B'Chaymo Shlishi Sheloi Yishtabdu Misaylo B'Yisroel Yeis Amidai. So the question is, first of all, when was Hashem Ashbiya? The Gemara that uses it from the Posik of Imtuiru V'Imteiru Es Ahar V'Achetah. Now, we have a cloud that in Novi Rashoi Lechadish Dovo. So anything that is mentioned in Vim and Ksuvim must have some okay in the Torah. But the Posik of Imtuiru V'Imteiru Es Ahar V'Achetah Pot is not mentioned in the Torah. And it is especially difficult to understand the third Shvuah. The third Shvuah of Shishbiya Shalu Yishtabdu Misaelom B'Yisroel Yisamidai. What does it mean? They should not overdo in persecuting the Jews. But if they persecute the Jews moderately, then they are allowed. How could that be? And then where do we find the Shvuah to Misaelom? Yisroel understands. Yisroel were given the Torah. But to Misaelom, they have only the mitzvahs in Neach. This is not one of the mitzvahs in Neach, of course. It comes within the mitzvah of Dinim and of Gezel and also of Shirzonim to overdo in persecuting the Jews. But that's not Hishbias the Mitzvah. So what does it mean? Hishbias shall Yishtadu be Yisroel Yisamidai. And what's the meaning of Yisamidai? And what is it? When did Hashem exhort to Mitzvah? We don't find it. True that it's all deduced from the Pasuk in Shirat Shirim. But when was it done? Now, this last kashe, you'll get a tariff in the Ashkof. But the other kashes, I'll try to answer in the Aloha. As a matter of fact, it will be integrated to a certain extent, simply because Eretz Yisrael has no significance whatsoever, if not for the Aloha. Only on the basis of Aloha. Without Aloha, Eretz Yisrael has no significance. I don't understand the irreligious Zionists. Why they're so attached to Eretz Yisrael? Because if they don't believe in the Aloha, I don't understand why they should have even a sentiment to Eretz Yisrael. But the answer is that unconsciously they are attached to the Torah too, but they don't know themselves. Well, that's something else. But Eretz Yisrael is elevated only through the Aloha. And without the Aloha, there is no significance to Eretz Yisrael. Alright. Now, before I come to a terrace of these kashets, so I want to mention another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Milah. And at first you'll probably think that I'm off my mind, because this Rambam doesn't seem to have any bearing whatsoever on this in the end, but it does. The Rambam says, in Perek Aleph Milchas Milah Alohi Yitres, Isho Shemolo Bno, Isho Shemolo Bno Rishen, Umeis Machmas Milah Shirshilo Eskeche, if one child died as a result of the Milah, V'chei Molo Es Hasheni, Umeis Machmas Milah, then the second child, the same family, died on account of the Milah, Beimi Balo Rishen, Beimi Balo Hasheni, whether it's the child to the same father or not, because there is a possibility that her children, even if it's Balasheni, but it's her children, so are unfavorably affected by Mila. So she's not allowed to be Maul, the third child. But he has to wait until he grows up and he's strong enough to survive the Mila. Is a Morin, then the Rambam says. Why do we have to wait? A Morin Elova Kein Dei Shum Chele. We can be Mal only a child that has no sickness. But if it has a sickness, then we wait until the child recuperates from the sickness. Why? Shetzakonis Nefoshes Dei Chesach. Because Pekuach Nefesh is Dei everything. The Efshel Lomila Hazman. V'yefshel leharzir nefeshachas echot miYisroel leil. El nefeshachas miYisroel leil. So we have to wait because pikuach nefesh is there. And it's possible to perform the milah later, whereas it's impossible to restore a life once it is gone. So the Rambam explains the reason as to why in the case of Sakone we have to wait, because the milah can be performed 5 years later though, when the child grows up, whereas the life, once gone, cannot be restored. So the implication is that if the milah could not be performed later, he says the reason is Shv'ef Shalom Elachazman. Mashma, that if it's Yef Shalom Elachazman, so then we have to be mal immediately. Is that so? But God's nefesh is there. Is there a Shabbos? Is there all the mitzvahs? So even if it's a question whether to be mal the child or not to be mal, because the milah involves a sakonis, and even if it is necessary to refrain completely from being mal the child, suppose the doctor says the child has a certain sickness, you'll never be able to be mal. So of course you're not allowed to be mal. Sukkah merish, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos every Shabbos of the year if it's necessary for the chelim. So you are certainly allowed to be either the mitzvah of Milas Noi completely, even if it will never be possible so to be Malim. So why does the Rambam say She'ef Shalom Milachazma? Without Ef Shalom Milachazma. Yes? The Gemara mentions many timing. That's one of the timing. Chalilo Shabbos Echad Ki Yishmeh Shabbos Es Harbei. But then the Yikar Din of Pekuach Nefesh is based upon the Pasuk of Lechai Bahem Veloy Shiyomus Bahem. Shiyomus Bahem. And even, as Old Rishini mentioned, even the case where it will be impossible for him to observe Ad Shabbosim. Let's say Chayisho. In case of Chayisho, he's not able to leave more than half an hour anyway, even if I'm Mechal Shabbos. So the Aloha is that I have to be Mechal Shabbos. But he won't leave more than half an hour, so there won't be any Ad Shabbosim. Why? Because of Chai Bahem Veloy Shiyomus Bahem. And the Chai Bahem and even the term of Chalil of Shabbos Echad Ki Yishmeh Shabbos Es Harbei. So the Miri explains that it doesn't necessarily mean Shabbos Es Harbei. It means Mitzvah. And he says that even when it's a question of Chayisho, so that time is higher. Because in 1 minute he can be Mehar B'Tshuveh and he can get all the sources. Now, the Miri, you may explain it. But anyway, you don't even have to resort to this, because there is a locher of Yechaibahem, Ziloi, Shiyomuzbeh. And certainly here, he can be a Shema Shabbat Esarbe. He won't be able to be Mikai in the Mitzvah Smile, but Shabbat Esarbe, he'll be able to be Mikai. So even that time will apply. Now, the halacha is, in regard to Pikuach Nefesh, that not only a Sofik HaShokul is Deich HaShavis, but even a remote possibility of Pikuach Nefesh is Deich HaShavis. Because in Hilchim B'Pikuach Nefesh, so any remote possibility of Sakone is Deich HaKolat Yerikov. That's the element. Now, if there is a locha in Hilchim Bikuach Nefesh Acharov and any remote possibility of Bikuach Nefesh is Zeche, now Rabbi Tam says, a yield that is considered as a chile sheyesh besakone. Yes, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Halei afilo achas mi elefin in meis. Mach matzalei. He says even one in a thousand doesn't die from birth. Today you can say even one in 10,000 doesn't die. But Rabbi Tam said one in a thousand doesn't die. But one in a thousand should not be considered a sophic. The answer is, here, in regard to Bukach Nefesh, we do not apply the principle of love in Hilchim Bukach Nefesh Acharov. So even if there is no real sophic in Kol Atire Kule, if there is a remote possibility, if on the basis of love, so it's no, there is no sakone, it wouldn't be considered a sophic Bukach Nefesh. But here, there is a loche v'chaibah and v'lui yishayom, as Berestesis explains. How do we know that in Hilchim Bukach Nefesh Acharov? Because the Torah says v'chaibah and v'lui yishayom. So for we are allowed to be Michal Shabbos for any account of any remote possibility. So it's halach. Even though in Kolat Rekule it wouldn't be considered as Sofik. So that's halach. Now, the Gemara mentions the possibility of Meisach of Machmas Mila. That means it's possible that a child should die from the Mila. We know that this is possible. It happens. Now, we can never tell, and no doctor can tell as to whether this child is not a child that will be Meish Machmas. Until it happens, he cannot. If it happened already in the family, so then he can tell. But until it happens, so he cannot tell. Now, there always must be a first one in the family who dies Machmas. The halacha is that is Meish of Machmas Mila, so he's potter. So there is always the Pikuach Nefesh. But what will you say? It's very remote. But even a remote possibility of Pikuach Nefesh is there. So what is the answer? The answer consists in the Kashi. As Rav Chaim said, if you don't have any Teretz on the Kashi, so then the Kashi itself is a Teretz. So now it's what's the Kashi? In every Mila there is the Pikuach Nefesh. Inasmuch as there is a Loche of in Hilchim Pikuach Nefesh, Acharov. So there's the Teretz. Because of that, we can't apply the principle of Pikuach Nefesh. Is there? Because how could you say Pikuach Nefesh is there, and then there wouldn't be any Mitzvah of Mila, but the Torah says there is a Mitzvah of Mila. So that Gzeiras HaKosuv of the Mitzvah Mila in itself implies a Gzeiras HaKosuv, that in spite of the fact that in every Mila there is a risk, a remote risk, but from the point of view of Pikuach Nefesh, a remote risk is also Pikuach Nefesh. So that's the Halacha. That's the halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is not deiche the mitzvah mila. What Pikuach Nefesh is not deiche the mitzvah mila? I mean a regular Pikuach Nefesh, a Pikuach Nefesh that will be considered as a sophic if the possibility is so great that from the point of view of it would be considered sophic, so even that sophic will not be deicha mitzvah mila. No, only something that, from the point of view of kol dinei atira, it wouldn't even be considered a sophic. For example, we have certain halachas that declare remote possibilities as being vay. For example, if there is rov, so we say rov behemes in and treifes, we're allowed to eat kosher. Even though the possibility is not excluded that this behemoth is a treif, why? Because most behemoths are not treifes. So that's not considered a sophic. We have svek sveike, we have chazoke. So svek sveike is not considered a sophic. Rov is not considered a sophic. If there is a chazok, it's not considered suffix. But in regard to pekach nefesh, it is considered a suffix. But in regard to mitzvah mile, there is exert akosuf, that is, there is no regular suffix. Regular suffix is a suffix that would be considered a suffix even in Korate, in other dinatim. But if there is no regular suffix, but only a remote possibility, so true from the point of view of Pukach Nefesh, it should be considered a suffix. But then there would always be a remote possibility of Pukach Nefesh in Mile. And the Torah says there is a Mitzvah in Mile. So obviously, the effect of this Mitzvah Mile is that this kind of Pukach Nefesh, the remote possibility of Pukach Nefesh, is not the Mitzvah Mile. It's not the Mitzvah. Why? Because assuming that the remote possibility of Pukach Nefesh is also the Mitzvah Mile, then there would never be a Mitzvah Mile. It would always be a case every time a child, a boy is born. So it would present the case of a remote possibility of Pekach Nefesh. How do we know that this child does not suffer from such a blood disease that he will unfavorably be affected by Mila? How do we know? There is a remote possibility. The answer is, so then the Mitzvah Mila is what the Torah says. Why he must mean Yimel Ptah Olotei? So that's exactly a kosuf. A remote possibility of Pekach Nefesh is the Chashabes, is the Holy Suim, but it's not the Echad Mitzvah Mila. Because otherwise, the Mitzvah Mila would never be capable of being realized. There's Gzeiras HaKosuf. But this Gzeiras HaKosuf applies only if there is only a remote possibility, but if there is a regular suffix, then of course, Pekach Nefesh is the Eichel Mitzvah Mila, just as it is the Eichel Shabbos. Now, the Pshat in the Rambam is this. When we say, the Rambam says, that a molinel of la ke'im boi shum choyle, that's the halach. That if a child, if the rach, hanimel, has a sickness, so we're not malin. Furthermore, the halach is that even when he recuperates from the sickness, we have to wait to the mile 7 days. That's the halach. Now, sometimes doctors will say, okay, the child has a sickness on the 8th day, then on the 11th day, the doctor will say, you can be malin. The child recovered, but you're not allowed to be malin. Never mind what the doctor says. Because the doctor only says, because he thinks that the possibility of dying from the mile is so remote that he disregards it. But the halacha regards even a remote possibility of the Pekach Nefesh. That's the halacha. Until 7 days of recuperation intervene, we're not allowed to be mal the child. Because there is a remote possibility of Sakonis Nefoshes. He's maybe as a result of the sickness, even though he already recovered, but he's still a little weak. So as a result of that, there might arise a certain complication. It's very remote. So the question is, that must be the reason as to why we have to wait 7 days. So the question is, why do we have to wait 7 days? Because of a remote possibility of Pekach Nefesh. But there is always Pekach Nefesh. There is always the Pekach Nefesh. Because we know that sometimes the child dies from Mila. So the Rambam says, since there is always the Pekach Nefesh, and the Torah says there is a mitzvah of Mila, so the effect of this mitzvah must be that this remote possibility of the Pekach Nefesh is not the mitzvah of Mila. So why do we wait 7 days? The answer is, because it is possible to be mikayim the mitzvah mile lachasma. It is possible to be mikayim the mitzvah mile lachasma. So the gzeiras hakosuf, we only have a raya that the remote possibility of pikuach nefesh is not deiche the mitzvah mile altogether. So that the child should remain in awe. Because assuming that there is a remote possibility of pikuach nefesh, would be deiche the mitzvah mile completely, to the extent that the child should remain in all his life. So then the Mrs. Miller could never be realized. And the Torah says we have to realize the Mrs. Miller. So that ipso facto implies, exeras akosov, that the remote possibility of the nefesh is not the Yichah, the Mrs. Miller entire. Because otherwise, the Mrs. Miller could never be realized. Because there is always a remote possibility. Maybe a complication arises in childhood. You see? But we have no liar from this exeras akosov, that the remote possibility of Klach Nefesh is not capable of postponing the Mitzvah Smith. And if there is no Raya, so then the law that operates in Kolvin Atayra should operate in regard to Mitzvah Smith, in regard to Shabbos. So the remote possibility of Klach Nefesh is the Shabbos. One is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Yildes, even though the possibility of dying from birth is very remote. So why shouldn't he be allowed to postpone the Mitzvah Smila on account of a remote possibility? On account of a remote possibility of the Klach Nefesh. Remote possibility. What do you say? But here there is Exeras HaKosov. How do we know there is Exeras HaKosov? How do we know? Because otherwise the Mitzvah Smila couldn't be realized. That means if we were to refrain completely from being Malde child, then the Mitzvah Smila couldn't be realized. But if we only postpone, then the Mrs. Miller could be realized. So maybe in such a case, not maybe, so in such a case, the remote possibility of the Klach Nefesh should be Deiche. So you will ask, if so, now we say that every time a child is Nimel, there is a remote possibility of the Klach Nefesh. But there is Exeras HaKosov, that the remote possibility of the Klach Nefesh is not Deiche the Mrs. Miller entirely. But to be Deiche for some other man, to postpone it, to that extent, it is Deiche. So how is it that we are Mali child and they? The answer is, here, we are not going to gain anything. Because to be Deiche the Mitzvah Smila completely, that we can't on account of a remote possibility of Klach Nefesh. So we can only postpone it. So what's the sense of postponing it? The same remote possibility in an ordinary child, so the same remote possibility that is true now will also be true 7 days later, and a month later, and a year later, and 2 years later, and 4 years later, and always. But if the circumstances are such that a week later, let's say when a child was sick and recuperated, so after 7 days, the remote possibility is less than the remote possibility now. I don't say less, I should say, I mean, it will be more. It will be more remote. If 7 days later, it will be more remote than it is now. Now it is less remote, so there is an element of sakone, of Klach Nefesh. Of remote Klach Nefesh, in postponing it. So then, this remote possibility of Klach Nefesh should be Deiche the Mitzvah Smila to the extent of postponing it. This is because we have no liar from the Pasuk that the remote possibility of Klach Nefesh is not even capable of postponing Mitzvah Smila. We have no liar for that. We have a liar from the Exeras HaKosov that the remote possibility of Klach Nefesh cannot be Deiche the Mitzvah Smila completely. Because otherwise, if it had been Deiche, if it had been capable of being Deiche the Mitzvah Smila completely, the Mitzvah Smila could never be realized. But we have no liar that the remote possibility of Klach Nefesh is incapable of postponing Mitzvah Smila. So since we have no liar, so the law that applies in all Dinatir and all Isurim should apply to Mitzvah Smila as well. That's why the Rambam says, So therefore, even the remote פאַס דעם טעלף קאַך נפש שו בדייגט זיי האָבן שוין אַלע נפש אַז מיר שרויל דאס פשאַטן דאס שוין נאָ let's go back to our soil now the Ramban says that the Gemara in Seite and in Sanhedrin Milchemes Yeshua Lirdeish Divrei Hakel Chevo doesn't mean Zayin Anonim, it means Mitzvah Kibush Oretz. So why is Milchemes Yeshua and Milchemes Mitzvah? Why is it Milchemes Mitzvah? Because of the Mitzvah of Yerashtem Yishaftem. And the same Mitzvah implies an obligation to reside in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'im Ani, Kimar Sheifligu Chachomim Bidirat Eretz Yisrael Bechol HaMitzvah of Yerashtem Yishaftem. So it's one Mitzvah to take possession, to reside, to build, everything comes within the mitzvah of Yerashtem, V'yishachtem. And it is a mitzvah to wage war, to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Miyad Avoyim. It's a mitzvah, it's a mechames mitzvah. Now, every milchomeh involves a risk. The Torah says, Pen yomuz ba'milchomeh v'yishach yikochem. No war has been fought without casualties on both sides of the battlefield. Never. Even Mohammed Yeshua, so it is mentioned in Yeshua that there were Jewish casualties. So the question is, how is there such a mitzvah as Mohammed's mitzvah? Mohammed's mitzvah means it's a mitzvah to participate in the war. I mean, the mitzvah to participate in Muhammad's mitzvah does not consist in telling others to go. Something that Muhammad's mitzvah consists in telling others to go. Other one should become a chaplain, he should enlist, he should volunteer, and deal with the kind of mitzvah by sitting home and giving orders to others. But the mitzvah of Muhammad's mitzvah consists in that war, that a person himself participates in the Muhammad. So the question is, how can there be such a concept of Muhammad's mitzvah? There is Allah Pikach Nefesh is Deich Kolatirekule. Deich Kolatirekule is Deich Shabbos. Why shouldn't it be Deich? This mitzvah of Hachim Tachimim, of Mochitim Chazich Ramolik, the mitzvah of Yerashtem Yishachtem Bo, Muhammad's Yeshua Lirbeish. It's Pikach Nefesh! It's not one of the things that one is Mechayev to miss on Nefesh, only Avodah Zarah Gilah Reish Chazom is mentioned. Other things are not mentioned. And there is so what? So that's the kasha. So how can there be a mitzvah? So again, the teretz consists in the kasha. Now the kasha is, how can this mitzvah be realized? There is always a pikuach nefesh. So the answer is, inasmuch as it always can be realized at the expense of pikuach nefesh, and still the Torah says that there is such a mitzvah, so that ipso facto implies also that the pikuach nefesh is not there for this mitzvah. What does it mean, it's not Eichad this mitzvah? Does it mean that if someone can participate in a Milchemes mitzvah only by enlisting in a suicide squad, so he's mechuyev to do that? No. Because we can visualize a Milchemes mitzvah where the sakone for each yochid, for each individual, is very remote. Now let's say, in Milchemes Yeshua. So in Yeshua it's mentioned that there were a number of casualties. But for each individual Jew that participated in the Mohammed Yeshua, the Sakona, on the basis of probability, the Sakona was remote. Of course, we know that there will be some casualties. But for each one individually, on the basis of law, we have to say he will not be one of the casualties. Call the police, know the police. I don't know whether it's a Rubin Isikamon or Rubin Lesikamon, or whatever it is. So it's a law. So, on the basis of probability, of love, so there is no Sovik. It's what I aim this upon. But, in regard to the Aloche, generally, the Pikuach Nefesh, even the remote, even when from the point of view of love, in Kolat Yerikula it's not Sovik, but in Pikuach Nefesh, from the point of view of the law of Pikuach Nefesh, a remote possibility is also considered Pikuach Nefesh. So the question is, there is always a remote possibility. No matter how successful the war is, so there is still a remote possibility of Pikuach Nefesh for every participant in the war. For for every participant in war. So, how can it be mechuyev? The answer is, the kashe is the teretz. Since it is, there is always a remote possibility, and still the Torah says there is a mechuyev mitzvah, so obviously, the effect of this mitzvah is that the remote possibility of ruach nefesh is not deiche, this mitzvah. Because otherwise, this mitzvah could never be realized. But if there is a regular suffix, then it is deiche. Then, it is deiche. Only when the suffix for each individual is remote, so he has to be mitzvah nefesh himself for this mitzvah. But if it's more than remote, if it's a regular suffix, so then, if it's a suffix ashoko, then he's not mechuyev. If for a certain individual there happens to be a suffix ashoko, so then he doesn't have to be in the war. He doesn't have to. Ruach nefesh! It's deiche Shabbos, so it's certainly deiche milchames mitzvah. Now, the Ramban says that there is a mitzvah of Yirashtem Vishashtem Bo, and that implies a mitzvah of milcham. So the mitzvah of yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, of residence in Eretz Yisrael, of residing in Eretz Yisrael, and the mitzvah of conquering through force, through milchama, are all included in the same mitzvah. Now, in regard to the aspect of the mitzvah that is involved in kibush, so a remote possibility of pekuach nefesh is not a chet. How about the other aspect of yeshiva? Now we raise the question. The Mechaber says, "Yesh misheimi." Dein kefin elo bisman shein sakone bidrochin. Bisman di ke sakone bidrochin. So then there is no clear. The question was that everybody should concede this aloch. How is it that Mechaber attributes it only to a yesh misheimi? So the answer is that not everybody concedes this aloch. Because here, what is the mitzvah of Reishiv Be'at Yisrael? V'yirash the Mishachbo. So it's included in the same mitzvah as Milchemes mitzvah, Lirbosh. And in regard to Lirbosh, so even if there is a remote possibility of Pekach Nevesh, he is still Mechuyev. Now, when the Yesh Mishayna says that if there is risk on the roads, so then there is no Kriya. He doesn't mean a real risk. He doesn't mean a real risk. Most of the times when one went overseas, he was not attacked by pilots. He was not attacked by pilots, but it was possible. It was the same kind of zakono that there is today in flying. There is a zakono. And the only reason as to why we're allowed to fly, I'm going to fly today. So the only heta that I have, is Shem Absoim Hashem. That I mean it, I'm not joking. Because the Gemara says, I mentioned that the yemei the shutev yemei the yive, so you're not allowed to be mal. If it's a rainy day, so you're not allowed to be mal. Why? Because of the remote possibility of pekuach nefesh to the tinnik. So we have to wait until the weather will clear up. So, even if it was to be rabbi im shem afsoy Hashem, since everybody does it, so shem afsoy Hashem. And suppose there will be a practice among people to jump from the roof, so also say shem afsoy Hashem. Now there was a time at the end of the 19th century, so Schopenhauer's philosophy was in fashion. Everybody was impressed with Schopenhauer's philosophy. And according to Schopenhauer, so bliss consists in the negation of life. So the blessed moment will be realized when everybody will pass out. So there were girls in Russia in those days, even Jewish girls, who got dressed up and together with their friends, and then they played the piano, and after playing a certain piece, so they took poison and they died in a very romantic way. I mean, that's a fact. Now, suppose there is such a custom, will we say Shem Absoim Hashem? No, we won't say Shem Absoim Hashem. When do we say Shem Absoim Hashem? If there is no real takone. If from the point of view of Vada in Sofik and Kolatir Ekune, it's no Sofik. Like flying in a jet. No Sofik. Why? Because on the basis of probability, the chance of becoming a casualty is very, very remote. But it's possible. No one has a guarantee from the Rebbeinu Shalom that she will not be a casualty. So how is it that one is allowed to fly? Well, some don't ask any Shilas, but I do ask Shilas. How is it that I fly sometimes? The answer is because of this heter of Shema Psoimashim. How is it that some are neigi kule to smoke, and even some koshishives are neigi kule to smoke, but doctors say that it can give rise to cancer of the lungs? So assuming the doctors ordinarily don't know what they're talking about, but a remote possibility there is. A remote possibility there is. So it shouldn't be allowed? The answer is, the only heter it is because of Shema Psoimashim. So that's the heter. If it's Doshe Berabim, so when does the heter of Doshe Berabim, Boyid the Doshe Berabim, Shem of Soim Hashem? So when does the heter of Shem of Soim Hashem apply? Only if it's not a real suffix. It's not a suffix Hashem. It's a remote possibility of suffix. In Korach Yerikul, it's no suffix. What in the Korach Nefesh there is Alohe? Yishom Alohe, Usmeh Nafshecho. That's the Pshat in the Gemara in Chum of Chmiras Akante Meisure. In regard to Yisurim, we rely on Rav Al-Tzrekseke, and Al-Chazoke, but in regard to Sakone, we don't rely on Rav, if there is any possibility of the Korach Nefesh. So we are not allowed to subject ourselves to such a state. But if everybody does it, if everybody is in the habit of subjecting himself to this kind of remote risk, so then there is a heter. Now the Rambam says, at the end of Hilchas Ritzeach Shmiras Nefesh, that I mentioned already, Yofe. Why does the Rosh Hashanah Rishom Olo Choshmen Afshecho? Why does the Rambam all of a sudden say Yofe Yofe? Whenever he mentions a certain Isa, he doesn't say Yofe Yofe. The answer is, because in regard to other Yisurim, if there is a Rof, if there is a Spexrike, if there is a Chazoke, so you don't have to worry about it. But in regard to Sakone, there is a Loch, Mira Sakante Meisure, so we don't rely on Rof, we don't rely on Chazoke, we don't rely on Spexrike. That's why the Rambam says, Vitz Luizoyal, Loizoya bidovo yofe yofe, we have to be cheshishiv for a remote risk. But if it's Doshe Berabim, then there is a heter of Shemei Psoim Hashem. So that is the only heter. If it's Doshe Berabim, but if it's not Doshe Berabim, one is not allowed to subject himself to a remote risk. Now, when the Yish Mishayimei here says Shakonas Adrochim, he does not have reference to a real sakone of the kashoku. A remote sakone, most of the times. So they weren't attacked by pirates. Because if they had been attacked by pirates all the time, so then they wouldn't go. Why did they go? Because most of the times they weren't attacked by pirates. But the possibility is not excluded. That one might be, it's a remote possibility. So it's pikuach nefesh. So There is a shita which says that he can be forced, that a husband can force a wife and wife can force a husband to go after Eretz Yisrael, even though there is that remote risk. Why? Because true that ordinarily pikuach nefesh is deichekolat irekule. But here in the same mitzvah is included the mitzvah of Mohammed's mitzvah. Certainly, insofar as Mohammed's mitzvah is concerned, a remote pikuach nefesh is not a heter, because otherwise there is always a remote pikuach nefesh. So we must say that there is the fact that the Torah requires the Jews to be leichem in order to take possession of Eretz Yisrael implies that the remote pikuach nefesh is not a heter. This mitzvah of Yerashtim Yishaftimbo. So that other shita holds that it applies equally to Yeshivat Yisrael also, because it's part and parcel of the same mitzvah. So whatever is true of the aspect of Kibush Oretz is also true of the aspect of Yeshivat Oretz, because Yeshivat Oretz and Kibush Oretz are contained within the same mitzvah. Of course, if there is a real suffix, then everybody will agree that it's not mechuyev, they cannot be compelled. Now, so what's the pshat in the Yesh Mishayim here? Now, so what's the pshat in the Yesh Mishay Meir. The Yesh Mishay Meir holds, the Yesh Mishay Meir holds that the Gzeras HaKosuf, because from the point of view of Pikuach Nefesh in Kohat HaRegul, a remote risk is there. But here there is a Gzeras HaKosuf. The Gzeras HaKosuf, where does the Gzeras HaKosuf exist? In regard to Kiddush HaOrot, because otherwise there wouldn't be any, there wouldn't, so the mitzvah of Kiddush HaOrot could not be realized. Could not be realized. Actually, the Yesh B'Shemer holds that this mitzvah of Yerashtem V'Yishavtem Bo consists of two elements. Two chiyuvim. One chiyuv applying to each yochid miYisrael, and one chiyuv applying to the whole tzibur. The mitzvah of Nuchomo is not incumbent upon each yochid. There is no mitzvah of Nuchomo incumbent upon the yochid. That's a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur. Of course, the kiyum of the tzibur is realized through the cooperation of the Yechidim. But it's a kiyum of the Tzibur. So this Gzeras HaKosuf, that remote possibility of Pikuach Nefesh, is not teiched, the mitzvah of Yerushas HaOretz applies only to the Tzibur aspect of Yerashtem Yishavtem Bo. But it does not apply to the individual aspect. Insofar as the individual aspect of Yerashtem Yishavtem Bo is concerned, so it's like Mitzvah Tefillin, like Mitzvah Tzitzis, like any other mitzvah. So that Pikuach Nefesh is teiched, even a remote possibility of Nefesh. Why should this mitzvah be different? Because there is a Gzeras HaKosuf. How do we know there is a Gzeras HaKosuf? Because otherwise, the Mechames Mitzvah could never be realized. But the Mechames Mitzvah represents the Tzibur aspect of Yerashtem V'Yishavtem Bo, not the Yochid aspect. In regard to the Yochid aspect, it doesn't apply. And the other Shita holds that it applies even to the Yochid aspect of the Yerashtem V'Yishavtem Bo. Now, we asked the Kashe as to the conflict, the stirah, the contradiction between Rabbi Chaim as he is quoted by the Mordechai and Rabbi Chaim as he is quoted by Tesis. The Mordechai says, O Yoim Rabbi Chaim, the Achshov Ein Yochel Abar Lokif is a Yisho, Yisho Lokif is a Bar. Why? Because of Sakonet Rochim. Here, Tesis says, in the name of Rabbi Chaim, the Achshov in a mitzvah Lodi of the Eretz Yisrael. Now, this Tesis is ordinarily read the Achshov Einei Mitzvah Lodi Be'art Yisrael. But Einei Mitzvah Lodi Be'art Yisrael is not correct al Pidigduk. I'm not a Baldigduk, but sometimes I apply it. And I happen to know a certain rule in Digduk. I happen to know that Mitzvah is Losh Nikeva, and therefore you should say Eineno Mitzvah, not Einei Mitzvah. That's much Digduk I know. So you should say Eineno Mitzvah. Why Eino Mitzvah? So apparently the Nikud is not correct. We don't treat it properly. V'roim Rav Nechayim d'achshav Eino Mitzvah lo der be'art Yisrael. Not Eino Mitzvah. Because Mitzvah, so we should say Eineno Mitzvah. And Tesis doesn't say now, that's not a matter of Diduk. He says Eino, there is a Vov. Alef Yud Nun Vov. Eino. So it couldn't be Eino Mitzvah. If Mitzvah, so it should be Eineno Mitzvah. So the Pshat is Einoi Meitzuveh lo der Be'art Yisrael. Not there is no mitzvah. Now, how does that make any difference? How does this change the situation? Well, it makes all the difference. Because the Rambam, with that we can answer the kasha of the Rambam. Against the Rambam. The kasha against the Rambam is, why doesn't the Rambam include it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? When the Sefri says, the Feiresh, that the mitzvah of Yerashtem V'Yishavtem Bo is kulo kineget kol ha-teiro kulo. Now the Ramban, apparently the Ramban himself understood the reason as to why the Ramban does not include it in the Mina Mitzvah. Because the Ramban says, I read it before, V'chei hoiro chei mitzvah lo yud ve'yachtocho. Hoiro, this indicates all these sukkim. Alei rosh kasha diba l'shem al tira al teichas u'shliach l'shem eschem mikav l'banaya u'chash ol yovla aleis v'tamures pi'ad l'shem. So all these tzukims indicate that there is a mitzvah, there is a chiyuv. Hiroshi mitzvah, lo yud ve'achtocho. What is yud? Yud means a goal, an aim, an idea, something towards which one strives. That's yud. Or yud can also mean destiny. You see, the same thing. So it's not just an ideal, an aim, a goal, and a promise. Why all of a sudden did he mention that? Who is talking about ideals, about goals, aims, and promises? Who is talking about it? Apparently, the Ramban assumed that the reason as to why the Rambam does not include it in the Mira Mitzvahs is because the Rambam holds that the Yorashto Vishaftenbo is not a Mitzvah Sese, it's only a Yud and the Aftoche. The Yorashto Vishaftenbo, so first of all, it's Aftoche. God promises that you will take possession of Eretz Yisrael. Haftoche that is made by Hashem to Bnei Yisrael, and also that the aim towards which Jews have been striving throughout the generations. So it's not, this is how the Rambam explains the Yorashto Vishaftenbo. Not in the sense of mitzvah, but in the sense of yud, of an ideal, and of a promise. Now, so this is how the Rambam understood the Rambam shit. This is the Rambam shit. That the Yorashto Vishaftenbo does not imply a chayv. It's not a chayv. It's not a chayv. It's not a chayv. But, It is just an ideal. It's a yud and the aftoche. But if it's a aftoche and a yud, what does yud mean? A name, an ideal, a goal, a certain schus. It's an ideal state that the Jews will attain when they'll take possession of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't this imply the fact that it is a yud and the aftoche? Doesn't this imply that there is a kiyum mitzvah in taking possession of Eretz Yisrael? If there hadn't been an Kiyum HaMitzvah, what kind of an ideal is it? What kind of a goal is it? What kind of an aim is it? So even if it is to be taken in the sense of a yud and a yachtoche, it still implies that there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. But, true, the Rambam will agree that Yerashtem V'Yishaftenbo implies a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. There is a chayv. According to the Ramban, there is no mitzvah chiyuvis. But a mitzvah chiyumis there is. How do we know there is a mitzvah chiyumis? Because the Torah says, V'yirashtem Yishaftem bo, you'll be zeiche. You'll be zeiche to attain this ideal state. That in itself implies that there is a kiyum mitzvah. A kiyum mitzvah. It's a very important mitzvah. And that mitzvah is so important, the Sifri says that it's chulo kineget kol ha-mitzvahs. So as a mitzvah kiyumis, the Rambam agrees that it is. The shita of the Rambam is that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Since it's a mitzvah kiyumis, so we can say chulo kineget kol ha-teiro kulo. Now, you ask. So now we can understand this why the Rambam does not include it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The answer is it's only mitzvah kiyumis. And the Rambam only lists in the Tayag mitzvahs kiyumis, not mitzvahs kiyumis. And there is a raya that the mitzvah kiyumis is not to be listed in the Minah Mitzvahs. Because the Rambam lists in the Minah Mitzvahs the mitzvah sheser of tefillah. Because according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah that I said to be mispowered the whole day. Not three times a day, and not in accordance with any specific pattern. Everyone can fulfill their aisa by being mispalel in his own pattern, but there is a chiyuv midraisa to be mispalel at least once b'cholye. So included in Minah Mitzvahs. The Rambam says it does not have to be included in Minah Mitzvahs because tefillah is not midraisa. But Reb Chaim says that the Ramban will agree. When he says tefillah is not midraisa, he means the chiyuv tefillah is not midraisa. But not that the Ramban will say that midraisa there is no kiyum. There is no kiyum of tefillah. Of course there is a kiyum of tefillah midraisa. There is a halacha of bisakneses, there is a halishem of bisakneses midraisa. If there is no kiyum a mitzvah of tefillah, what is a bisakneses? A bais shemiyur that is dedicated to tefillah. If there is no kiyum, a bisakneses is potter of mizuzah. So there is a halishem of bisakneses. Bisakneses midraisa. If there is no kima mitzvah of tefillah midraisa, it's only, the whole concept is only midrabanan. So how can there be a halishem bisakneses? The answer is, of course there is a kima mitzvah of tefillah midraisa. The machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban is only whether there is a mitzvah chiyuvis midraisa of tefillah. The Rambam says yes, the Ramban says no, but the mitzvah chiyuvis is certainly. Now the Ramban is matik, and he says it should not be included in the mina mitzvahs. Why? Because there is no chiyuv. But the mitzvah chiyuvis, he will concede that it is, so why is it matik? The answer is that only mitzvah chiyuvis is mentioned in tayag mitzvahs, in the cheshbon tayag mitzvahs, not the mitzvah chiyuvis. So the mitzvah of the yarashta v'yishachtabo, yarashtabo, is not to be mentioned, not to be included in tayag mitzvahs, because it's only a yud. Yud means it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's why it should not be included. Now, yes? What do you say? It's a chiyuvis. Every chiyuvis is chiyuvis also. But there it's chiyuvis, of course. Every chiyuvis is a chiyuvis. But there, the chiyum arises from the fact that there is a chiyuv. Biyur chometz is a mitzvah chiyuvis, not chiyuvis. Yam chuyuv to be mevayel chometz. Whether beholder or b'shreif or b'shmachlikas rabbon and chabyude. There is one lashon Rav Chaim that according to Rabbon of Yehuda, who says that b'chol davar, so it's not a chiyuv ese, it's a nizer ese. It's a nizer ese. A nizer ese. And if we say Yisrael, it's not a nizer ese, so it's a chiyuv ese, but not chiyumis. Of course there is a chiyum too, but there is a chiyuv, if we say Yisrael. But the tefillah according to Ramban, midrash, is not a mitzvah chiyuv, it's a mitzvah chiyumis. And kibush oretz, Yerushas oretz, according to the Ramban, is a mitzvah chiyuvis, midrash, I say it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Now we can understand the Rav Nachaim. Rav Nachaim says, the Achshov, Einoi meitzuve modaber, it's from Ach, Eino mitzvah, because he should say Eino mitzvah. But Eino mitzvah is not mechuyev. But a kilma mitzvah, there is. Why is there? Because of Yerashtem Yishachtem Bo, but that's only a mitzvah kiyumis. And insofar as the mitzvah kiyumis is concerned, that does not depend upon mitzvah atluyis boretz. It does not depend upon mitzvah atluyis. That's a mitzvah of Yerushas Oretz. It has nothing to do with mitzvah atluyis boretz. Let's say according to Mangoma who holds, there are some Rishayim who pass like that. Mangoma, the Rambam doesn't pass that way, but the Sefer HaTrumo and the Goyen pass that Kedushas Nio, Loi Kicharot Zidlovei, so it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but still Hashem Eretz Yisrael it has. So the mitzvah of Yerashta V'Yishachtabo would apply according to Ramban, Bizman Hazeh. Why? Because the mitzvah of Yerashta V'Yishachtabo does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz. It only depends upon the Hashem Eretz Yisrael. The why is, because the Ramban says, that why was Milchemes Yeshua and Milchemes Mitzvah? Because of Yerashta V'Yishachtabo. Now, how did the Kedushin of Eretz Yisrael arise? Through the Chik Kedush. So, before the Kibush, there was no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. If we say that the mitzvah of Yerashtem Yishachtem Bo is contingent upon Kedushas Oretz, so how was Yeshua Mechuyev to wage war against the Zion Amin in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yerashtem Yishachtem Bo? Before he waged war, there was no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It was through the Kibush that the Kedusha was conferred upon it. So, how was he Mechuyev before the Kedusha was conferred to be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, the mitzvah of Kibush Oretz does not stem from the Kedushas Oretz, but upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So insofar as the mitzvah Yerashtem Yishachtem Bo is concerned, it does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So even though Bizman Hazeh we cannot be Mikayim the mitzvah Atluyis Boretz, we cannot be Mikayim, so there is still a mitzvah Kiyumis. But there is no mitzvah Kiyumis. However, Bizman Habayis, there was a mitzvah chiyuvis, even according to Rabbi Nachaim Kain. Now, there's a posik mishpatim, v'shei shonim tizra zarach erz harcecho, v'yosach to esvos. Posik mishpatim. So the Daat Kenim Balateis says, say, I'm that posik. Itma b'medresh. Posik mishpatim. So the Daat Kenim Balateis says, say, I'm that posik. Itma b'medresh. Da'afiloin li'odom elochu be'achas, v'seir gage, chayev lov do becholyek. That this posik of Shei Shonim Tizra Asarzecho, that's a chayva. You shall sow your land. It's a chayva. So even if he has only one chove, so he has to cultivate the land and to sow it and to plant it. B'chol yei. That's what the matter says. That's the pshat in Tizra Asarzecho. V'nira, so how come that we are not applying that mitzvah? Now we have so many chuvas and we don't even sow. Here in Yeshiva University has such a big lot. And we don't sow. So the Rav Reb Meishe, the Daskin Barates, he's the terrorist as to why we don't sow. The Nir Rav Reb Meishe, Daske Be'arz Yisroel, Kedei Leharbis Afrosh Astrumis Amaitres. That mitzvah of Yimein Leil Odo Melechu Va'achas Bisirgage Yichayev Lodo, so applies only to Eretz Yisroel. lies on that soil. Why? In order to be Mikayim the mitzvahs at Louis Boris. Now the Gemara says in Seite, Loinisave Meishel Ikonis Leat Israel Kulkach, Elokidi Mikayim mitzvahs at Louis Boris. This is the reason as to why Moshe persevered in his request to enter at Israel, in order to be able to be Mikayim mitzvah of mitzvahs at Louis Boris. Why only mitzvahs at Louis Boris? So the answer is that in regard to all other mitzvahs, if the occasion arises, there is a chiyuv to be mikayim. Let's say, if somebody lives in a house, he has his own house, his mechuyev, to be kivei mizuzi. But there is no chiyuv incumbent upon a person to live in a house in order to be mikayim mitzvah. If he doesn't live in a house, he is not mechuyev. But in regard to mitzvahs at Louis Boris, there is a chiyuv to bring yourself into the kiyum of mitzvahs at Louis Boris. Where is that chiyuv? V'shei shonim tizras atechon. That's the drash in the medrash. Shei shonim tizras atzecho, that's a chayvo. In other words, afeilei leodo melechu v'achas v'siyagagei, ichayev lovdo v'choye, v'nire b'yarat Yisroel dafkid, v'harvish afroses tumis alayim. So there is a chiyuv to bring yourself with a chiyuv of mitzvahs at Louis Boris. Of mitzvahs at Louis Boris. Now, so that is a mitzvah chiyuvitz. So that means that one, that there is a mitzvah to be done out of soil from two points of view. First of all, because of the mitzvah of Yerashto, Yishashtebo. Then there is a mitzvah about soil because of mitzvahs at Louis Boret. Now you cannot be mikayim mitzvahs at Louis Boret unless you reside in Atzroel. Of course, you cannot be fulfilled the mitzvahs at Louis Boret. So there is a chiyuv incumbent upon every Jew, a mitzvah derai, a chiyuv derai, to bring himself into the kiyum of mitzvahs at Louis Boret. So Bismar Abai is now. Rabbi Nachaim Kehan agrees with Rambam that insofar as the mitzvah of Yerashti Shafta, but it's only mitzvah Giyumis, that mitzvah does not depend upon Dushas Horet, upon mitzvah Sapu Yisborit. So that should be, that is Neik, even Bismarazet too. But that mitzvah is only a mitzvah Giyumis. It's not a mitzvah Chiyuvis. It's not a mitzvah Chiyuvis. But then, there is another mitzvah of Sheishonim Tizre Ezra Tsechov, Shaftes Warsaw. There is a chiyuv of residing in Eretz Yisrael in order to bring yourself into the kiyum of, into the chiyuv and the kiyum of mitzvahs hatluyes boret. Now that is a mitzvah chiyuvis. So Rabbi Chaim says, the achshov, mitzvah there is. But in eno mitzvah is not mechuyev. Why isn't it mechuyev? Because yesh kamo mitzvah hatluyes boret. So that mitzvah cannot be fulfilled anyway. So, he's not mechuyev on account of the mitzvah of Tizra Zatecho, he won't be mikayim mitzvah Louis Boret anyway. What other mitzvah is there? Yerashtem Shaftebo, that's only a mitzvah Giyumis, that's not a mitzvah Giyumis. So, in eno mitzvah. Now we can understand the apparent conflict between this Rabbi Nachaim and the beginning of the Tesis, which represents the sheet of Rabbi Chaim also, as the Mordechai says. Now there he says, who are you, Alice? The Mordechai, what does the Mordechai say? Who are you, Alice? Because Rabbi Chaim came to Chuvay, the Hanem Mila B'Yemeyim, so you show him B'drochim, אבל עכשיו שהדרוכים משבושים, ואין יוכל כיפו. He cannot be kaseh. So here, the question is not whether he is mechuyev or is not mechuyev. It's not whether he can be kaseh or he cannot be kaseh. Now the halacha that a baal can be kaseh the isha to be able to be soil, and the isha can be kaseh the baal to be able to be soil, is not based upon the chiyuv. It's only based upon the kiyum amit. The raya is that there is a din of kriya in regard to Yerushalayim too. Hakol Malim Yerushalayim? The husband can be kaifeh the wife to go up and live with him in Yerushalayim. Is there any chiyuv? Is there any chiyuv to reside in Yerushalayim? There is no mitzvah chiyuv. Still there is a din kriya. Because here the kriya does not consist in makenes hashetet nafshei. If the kriya consisted in the kriya of makenes hashetet nafshei, so that would be based upon a chiyuv. But what does the kriya consist in? The husband wants to go up to Atzroel and settle there. The wife doesn't want. Why? He can hit her. Bezdin will not hit her. She doesn't want, all right, she doesn't want, but he can divorce her. He doesn't have to pay the ksuvim. The wife wants, the husband doesn't want. So Besden will hit him to go after the soil? No. Besden will say, if you don't want to go after soil, give her a get. He doesn't want to give a get, then Besden will hit him. So there won't be, the clear will not be to be Mikhail the Mitzvah, the clear will be to divorce her. So it's a schus that the husband has against the wife, and wife has. Why do they have the schus? Because there is a Mitzvah involved in residing in that soil. So even if there is no chiyuv, there still could be a kriya. There still could be a kriya. So first Rabbi Chaim Keren says like this. Hey, who are him lalis, vi merashuli lalis, in an eig bizmaze, the yikes akones droch. So he says that there is no kriya where there is a sakone, even a remote sakone, so there is no kriya. But suppose there is no sakone, that might change from day to day and from place to place, as the Shulchan Aruch mentions. Sometimes the Mesach Hamor, there is no Sakone, Mesach Shomim. There is a Sakone. So if there is no Sakone, then he can be Kefir. And Rabbi Chaim Keren will also agree that even Bizmazeh, a husband, can be Kefir the wife to go after the soil with him. If there is no Sakone, Bidroch. Why? Rabbi Chaim Keren says, the Achshav in the Mitzvah, not about soil, so there is no Chiyuv. But the Mitzvah Kiyum is. There is a Schus Kriye. The only reason as to why there is no kriya is because there is a sakone involved. But where there is no sakone, so then it can be kefir, even according to Rabbi Chaim Keren. Because all Rabbi Chaim Keren says is that in the mitzvah of about soil, because the mitzvah of Yerashta v'Yishavdenbo is only a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Now, so I think all the questions are answered. Now, what was the first question? The first question was the stire. So there is no stire. Because Rabbi Chaim Keren says that the reason as to why there is no kriya is because there is an element of risk. And that's the machlekes rishenim. When the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh mishayim eyadein kefi. But yesh mishayim eyesh kefi. So the Yesh Mishema holds that there is even kriya. Why is there kriya? Because inasmuch as this mitzvah, as a remote pikuach nefesh, is not the yichad this mitzvah of Yerashta v'Yishavdenbo, so the Yesh Mishema holds that there is a din kriya too. The other Yesh Mishema holds that first of all, insofar as the individual aspect is concerned, so there is the remote pikuach nefesh is deichet. Only the tzibur aspect cannot be nitche on account of remote pikuach nefesh. Then Rabbi Chaim says something else, that even if there is no sakone. Now what does he say? Sakone there is only miseif amarov ad neyomein, but neyomein or mailo kevim alis. There is no sakone. But mitzume is not. He's not mechuyef. But so mitzvah is not. But can he be kefir? Yes, he can be kefir. Because the kriya is not based upon the chiyuv, it's based upon the kiyuv. Now, what was the second question? The Ebenezer. Oh, that's answered. Because the other shita holds that there is kriya. Why? Because inasmuch as the aspect of memes mitzvah is not nitche on account of a remote pikuach nefesh, so even the individual aspect of yeshivas al soil is not nitche either. Now, what is the third kasha, the Pasa Shulchan? Now, what does the Pasa Shulchan say? What does the Pasa Shulchan say? The Pasa Shulchan asks, Monefsher, if it's Bikwach, if he can, alright, so he's an onus. And if he can, let him observe it. The answer is this, he can't. So what is the kasha? Then he's an onus. But it's not because of onus, Rabbi Chaim Keren says. Because Rabbi Chaim Keren holds that two mitzvahs. One mitzvah of Yirashta v'Yishavdenbo, that's only a mitzvah kiyumis. So he's not mechuyev on the score of that mitzvah. Then there is a mitzvah of Tizra Zaratzecho v'Sartes Loso. So the gist of that mitzvah, Tizra Zaratzecho, is the realization of mitzvah Luis Boret. If there can be any realization, so there is no mitzvah of Tizra Zaratzecho. Alright, now, that is the third. Now, what was the fourth kashe? The Rambam's kashe. Well, that's the answer. Because the Rambam agrees that there is a mitzvah kiyumis. The only machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam is in regard to the question of mitzvah chiyuvis. The Rambam holds that there is it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and the Ramban holds it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, what did I say? That there is not a kashe. What's the kashe? The meaning of sholishuas. Now I'm going to reiterate myself. I'm not going to say the same thing, but you don't expect me to reverse myself, so I have to reiterate myself. This halacha, I just want to explain the sholishuas. And if you want, you can call it just a hemshach of the halacha. I just want to explain the sholishuas. What does sholishuas mean? Where do we find that Hashem exhorted the Jewish people, shaloyalu b'chemo, and shaloyimudu b'mseilom, and shaloyishtabdu b'mseilom, shaloyishtabdu b'yishol yismedai, and then the Gemara in Ksuvos mentions another shvue sheishbi'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaloyirachaku es hakeitz. We should not retard the good. So there are, that's the ordinary girse. Then there is another girse. Rashi mentions another girse. Not lo yirachiku es hakeitz, but shalo yitchaku es hakeitz. Shalo yitchaku es hakeitz. Shalo yirachiku es hakeitz, ba'avinom, lo shenachia shalo yitchaku. Ya'afinom, lo shendeichak. Shalo yirbu bitachanuni malkach yeisa medai. Now what does it mean? What do all these shvuas represent? And when did these shvuas take place? But when did they take place? Everything has to have a mocker in the Torah. Then the question arises, how can we reconcile the mitzvah of v'yirashtem v'yishavtem bo, which is a mitzvah according to everybody, even according to the Rambam. And then there is a riot that the Rambam agrees with the principle of that there is a mitzvah of Yerashtem V'Yishavtem Bo. Because the Rambam says in his Tshuva, in his answer to Chachmi Marshelie, V'Zoi Soi Sochatas Aviseinu, Shelo Yosku B'Kibush Oretz. That was the sin of our ancestors. In that, they did not engage themselves in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Because they were on several occasions in the history of the Jewish history, I mean in the history of the Jewish people in Golis, in exile, that the Jews had an opportunity to take possession of Eretz Yisrael by force. There were several opportunities in the medieval ages, before the medieval ages even. And then later, the Jews had an opportunity. Under the Turkish government, the Jews had an opportunity to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. And they did not take advantage of this opportunity. So apparently there is a mitzvah in Kibush Oretz. Where is there such a mitzvah? The mitzvah obviously must stem from the posik of Yerashtem V'Yishavtem Bo, which the Rambam will conceive that it implies a mitzvah. It's a yud, it's an ideal, it's an aim, it's a goal. Very important mitzvah. Except that it does not impose a chiv. It's not obligatory. So we have the principle of Kibush Oretz. And as the Rambam says, B'chol ha'derei, even b'zman hazeh, not only b'meis ha'mashiach, not only b'zman ha'bayitz, even b'zman hazeh, it is sometimes necessary to resort to arms in order to take possession of Eretz Yisrael, take it away from Dumas Eilon. How can that be reconciled with the Gimel Shvuas, sheishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo yimredu b'meis Eilon, v'shelo yalu Yisrael b'chei? Yes.
First, Rambam said that it's only a kiyum, so they shouldn't be chatas of saying if it's only a kiyum. And second, you said the mitzvah is fulfilled on the kohal and parley. Is there mitzvahs on the kohal and parley during golus?
Why not? So it's a chatas of saying who doesn't have mind any particular ancestor. He means the Jewish symbol in general, of course. So there is a mitzvah incumbent upon the tzibur. Now and then, that's not such a strong kashi, because chatos, the expression chatos, could refer to something that is not obligatory. If Jews, especially if the mitzvah applies to a kibbutz, if the tzibur in its entirety is capable of fulfilling such an important mitzvah, as such an important mitzvah, and it fails to do so, so that is considered as a blunder under the chatos, as a sin. Now,
I thought we said that the mitzvah of the rabbi, according to Rambam, is a mitzvah.
So why doesn't he mention it in the Mina Mitzvahs? The Rambam includes Mina Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the Tzibur. Let's say the Mitzvah of Bina and Bishamigdosh is incumbent upon the Tzibur. In Chiyas Hamolek, the Rambam says it's incumbent only upon the Tzibur, not upon the Yochid. So it still includes the Mina Mitzvahs. Now, so the question is, how can we reconcile the principle of Kibush Oret as expressed by the Ramban and the Rambam in the Tshuva on one end, and the principle of Gimul Shuas and Shvur Sheishbiya Kodesh Boruch Hu Shel Yirach Kues HaKeitz, Shel Yitche Kues HaKeitz, and the other. Now, I mentioned last year that when the Chibasian movement originated, so then the Gdeli Yisrael was split on the question of Chibasian. Some Gdelim opposed it. Some Gdelim refrained from committing themselves. And some Gdelim took an active part and dedicated their lives towards Chibasian. It would seem, at first blush, that all of Orthodox Jewry should unanimously be united on behalf of the Chibasian. How is it that since the very beginning, for the last 100 years, about 100 years ago, so the Chivitzim movement originated, so there is an important segment in Orthodox Jewry who has opposed the Zionist movement, the Chibasian movement. And not only the masses among the Orthodox Jews were split, but even the Gdeli Yisrael was split. So why was so many Gdelim opposed to the Chibasian movement? So the reason I mentioned last year has been twofold. First of all, at the very outset, so there were many irreligious leaders sitting at the wheel of the Chibasian movement. Men like Lilumlum, who was a real apikeres. So some Gdeli Yisrael took notice of this fact, and they consequently drew the conclusion that no Yeshua could flow from a movement in which irreligious, not only irreligious, non-religious Jews sit at the wheel. Inasmuch as the Chazal say, in Yisrael Nigolin El Abichu. So Gule must come as a result of the Yisrael's torture. And the Chibasian movement, the whole Zionist movement, did not originate and did not develop as part and parcel of the Yisrael's torture. Consequently, these daily took it for granted that no results could emanate from such a movement. That was one reason. Then another reason I mentioned last year was that when one takes a cursory glimpse over the Nevi'im, over the Mamore Chazal, over the Rishenim, so he does not see any explicit reference in the Nevi'im or in the Chazal to a Jewish state prior to Yemei HaMashiach. The Nevi'im